For most of their year-long contest, Mark Green and Scott Walker only stressed differences in their political backgrounds. But in the last month, Walker ran radio ads claiming his fellow Republican and Democratic incumbent Jim Doyle were on the same page on some issues. In one commercial, Walker highlighted Green and Doyle's backing of a bill to require more use of ethanol in gasoline.
Jim Doyle supports a government mandate for ethanol. Mark Green supports a government mandate for ethanol. I don't.
In another ad, Walker tried to link Green to Doyle on property taxes.
Mark Green is making the same mistake that Jim Doyle did in his first budget by shifting school costs to property taxpayers. That caused a jump in our property taxes of more than 12.5% in 2 years.
Green and Doyle criticized Walker for that ad, but a political scientist says it's possible Doyle will use variations of Walker's attacks on Green for the rest of the campaign. UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says Doyle will have a choice.
The question for a candidate in a general election is, does it have more credibility to say, I accuse my opponent of X, or to say, back in when you were running in the primary, candidates from your own party accused you of X. Clearly the latter somehow carries more credibility.
Lee says if Walker did not give Doyle enough political ammunition to use against Green, Doyle and the Democratic Party will have to come up with their own things to say. Democrats are already stressing a few things to swing voters, such as painting Mark Green as loyal to a president who carries an approval rating below 40%, and who started what is now an unpopular war. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.